It's the Angels hosting the Tigers. Mike Trout making his first start in center field since May 5th. We'll hear more from him in a bit. But first, it's another Angel getting the offense going in the second.
Zimmerman, it's a high fastball. Valbuena turns on it near the wall. J.D. Martinez, that's gone. Off the top of the fence, big fly for Luis Valbuena. 1-0 Halos. Fastball gets him looking. 2-2. And down goes J.D. Martinez. 2-2 now on the way. Down goes Avila. Seventh strikeout of the night for Matt Shoemaker. He punches out the side.
There's a little pop down the right side. This could be trouble. It drops in for a base hit. And the Angels' lead grows. It's 3-0.
That's driven out to deep left center field. A no-doubter. 7-0 Angels.
Well, Trout's first hit since coming back after missing those five games.
The Halos blank the Tigers 7-0 as the Michigan native Max Shoemaker beats his hometown club to earn his second win of the season. J.D. Martinez went 1-for-3 in his first game of the year. Martinez had been on the DL all season long with a sprained ligament in his right foot. Mike Socia's squad pounded out 14 hits in Friday's series opening win over the Tigers. Here's the skipper talking to reporters after the game.
Well, that looks like Shoe when he's on. And although he needed a lot of pitches, you know, this getting out of the second with bases loaded is he had to work hard. I think it was 25 pitches to get out of that inning. But short of that, he was terrific. I think he got a little tired, finished the sixth. But he was aggressive from the first pitch, and that's a good hitting team. You miss your spots, they're going to let you know. And he pitched a great six innings. Well, Shoe might have had a handful of pitches left maybe to go out and face a hitter or two, but I think that under the circumstances, how hard he had to work to get out of the second, he's approaching a range. And the sixth inning, he didn't look quite as crisp, although he got through the middle of the order too, so he made some good pitches, but just didn't look quite as crisp with his fastball. No need to stretch him tonight, and although our bullpen has been used a lot, we had some guys that had a couple of days off, so we didn't have to extend Shoe.
Yeah, that new look lineup, because you made some changes there, 14 hits and 7 runs. What did you like about the way that worked out?
Well, we did great with guys in scoring position. We pressured them, got guys on base, ran the base as well. There's a lot of things you can look at, but first and foremost, we hit the ball harder tonight than we did last night. So. Good game all the way around. I don't know if the lineup, had a lot to do with it, but certainly guys saw the ball well tonight, and we were hitting it hard.
Trout, having just come back yesterday and playing center field today, went hitless yesterday, but then got that home run there. What did you mean to him to be able to hit that one out?
Well, Mike is he was really hot before he, sat down for the 5 days with a hamstring, and he's. He can do that any time. He gets a pitch to hit. He squares it up. He's had some good swings over the course of the last couple of days, but, not a lot to show for it. So it's good for him to get one out. And, more importantly for us, he felt really good running stuff down in center field. And that's where he belongs.
Now that he's back, are you going to just keep playing him every day, or is he going to need to blow early on?
We're gonna go day to day and see what he needs, but he's had no symptoms at all of what had affected him last week. So we'll just like any player, you monitor them, and if they need a day, you definitely want to give it to them. But I think with Mike, we're back to normal, and if he needs a day, we'll give it to him. But he'll play center field tomorrow.
The Tigers and Angels continue their series Saturday. Lefty Derek Norris takes the mound for Detroit against Ricky Nolasco for the Halos.